quality product from Californian Beverage.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Cortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The main news headlines are brought to you by Absa. Absa, bringing your possibilities. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
ZCTU warns workers' collective bargaining rights under threat. NACEZ attributes abolition of automatic progression for improved 2025 grade 7 and 9 exam results. In global news, Zelensky says latest peace plan offers possible Ukrainian withdrawal from the east. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has warned that workers' rights to collective bargaining are increasingly under threat, particularly in the public service where negotiations are tightly constrained. ZCTU President Blake Mulala notes that limits imposed on negotiations have weakened industrial democracy and left workers frustrated as wages fail to match the rising cost of living. Speaking at the end of year media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulala said the restrictive frameworks guiding negotiations have predetermined outcomes, preventing meaningful engagement between workers and employers, thereby eroding trust in collective bargaining mechanisms.
We have seen that the companies, mostly in the private sector, they want to be retrenching workers when there are economic hardships, casualizing labor, and they freeze their no salary increments. Informalization of labor. Majority of workers too found themselves into informal economy where work is associated with precarious employment relationships without social protection. We believe that economic recovery must be people-centered. Growth that does not improve workers' incomes, job security, and social protection cannot be called inclusive development. The ZCTU demands policies that deliberately grow decent jobs, protect wages, and caution workers.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mulala says economic conditions remain harsh for most workers despite improvements in macroeconomic indicators. He has observed that rising prices of basic goods and services coupled with inflation have reduced real incomes, leaving many families unable to meet basic needs.
Despite the improvement in the macroeconomic indicators such as the debt restructuring and the engagement with international financial institutions such as the IMF, the lived reality for workers to remain harsh. We had made submissions during the budget presentation on how the threshold for tax exemptions But our Minister of Finance never gave, that was not taken into account, and that worried us. And now we still face the same harsh realities. The high cost of living, we have seen the prices of mealy meal, fuel, electricity, transport, and the basic commodities, they have continued to rise faster than the wages.
Solwezi Principal Resident Magistrate Arnold Kasungamulilo has found three former Solwezi Municipal Council officers with a case to answer in a matter in which they are charged with conflict of interest. The ruling followed the closure of the prosecution's case in trial before the Solwezi Magistrates Court. The accused, Andrew Toms Mutowo, a businessman, Inambao Mwanae, a cleaning superintendent at Chiwombo Town Council, and Mpomat Sinkala, also a businessman, were arrested 5 months ago and later pleaded not guilty to the charges. The state alleges that between January 1, 2022 and April 30, 2023, the trio supplied goods valued at 228,560 kwacha to the Solwezi Municipal Council through a company known as Mai Innovation Limited, in which they are alleged to have been shareholders and directors. Prosecutors contend that while acting as office holders in the employ of the Solwezi Municipal Council, the accused contravened Section 15(1) of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020 by participating as bidders in procurement processes conducted by the same council. The Anti-Corruption Commission in Northwestern Province instituted the case following anomalies cited in the Special Auditor General's 2023 report on the municipality. During trial, Zambia National Commercial Bank Solwezi branch manager Jack Mwale testified that bank procedures were followed in registering the company and detailed deposits made into the company account by Mr. Mtobo and Mr. Sinkala. The three have since been placed on bail and defense is scheduled to open on December 28, 2025. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, says the impressive 2025 Grade 7 and Grade 9 examination results are as a result of abolishing automatic progression of learners from primary to secondary in 2023. According to results announced yesterday, the national pass rate for grade 9 candidates is at 72%, up from 55% in 2024, and almost 72% for grade 7 candidates, showing improvement from last year. NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa says abolishing 100% progression allowed suitable learners to go to secondary schools, increasing academic competition and promoting hard work. Dr. Chansa has commended the Ministry of Education, Examination Council of Zambia and teachers for their efforts in ensuring the smooth dispensation of exams, but has urged government to consider allowances for invigilators and supervisors, citing the tedious nature for exam work. He has also advised the ministry to formulate a clear agenda for implementing the 8 pathways in the new curriculum, warning against forcing learners into one academic pathway.
We remember that before the abolition in 2023, those that were going into grade 8 were not suitable to be in that grade, and the national pass rate before 2023 was around 52%. But after 2023, we saw that only those that were suitable to a very big extent were allowed to go to grade 8, which also increased the academic competition in grade 7, allowing improved caliber of grade 8. And the results are what we have seen this year, that the grade 9 exams have improved.
Meanwhile, the Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PRTUZ, has attributed the 2025 grade 9 pass rate jump to 72%, up from 55% last year, to government's creation of an effective learning environment. PRTUZ General Secretary Dr. Kangwam Senge notes that government's investment in school infrastructure, desk distribution through CDF and massive teacher recruitment has contributed to improved performance.
We are delightful for the attainment of the higher percentage in the passing rate of the grade 9. This specifically talks to the seriousness of the teachers and the teachers themselves. But we can also not forget the role the parents played, because we have been encouraging the parents to ensure that their pupils, they don't indulge in malpractice. With infrastructure put in place by the CDF, and the school management themselves, I think this is the way to go hopefully 2026 or even the